Church of St. Mary of Desno. The church was built in the second half of the 15th century outside the village. It was commissioned by the inhabitants of Bisogne. In the first half of the 16th century, the church was flanked by two porticos, of which no trace remains on the north side, while the one on the south side was transformed into a chapel for the convent of the Augustinian friars, who settled in Bisogne in 1588. The sensory panel for this guide represents the position of the sign compared to the surrounding area. The small circle represents the panel situated in front of you, while the church is at your right. The cross allows you to understand how the church is positioned, since the long bar represents the long side of the church, which is rectangular in shape and blends in with a monastery next to it. The other tactile reliefs represent the urban areas. With the lowest level of the relief, you can follow the course of the parvis in front of the church, as well as the surrounding streets. The simple facade has an elegant portal with Renaissance-style reliefs. The fresco decoration covers the entire facade. Half-length portraits are visible under the hanging arches. The small arches continue along the north wall. The entire decoration of the exterior is attributed to the painter Giovanni Pietro da Cemmo, active in the second half of the 15th century. The external side wall of the church was the site of some large frescoes by Romanino, of which only a few fragments remain, torn off in 1878 and preserved in the presbytery. Following the destruction of the frescoes on the north wall, an interesting painting emerged depicting the Madonna dei Mestieri, where are represented the working activities that took place in Bisogne at the end of the 15th century. The interior has a wide nave covered by cross vaults and receives lights from the circular eye on the facade. Around 1533, Romanino undertook the work of frescoing the nave of the church. At the time, he was the most gifted Brescian artist capable of painting large areas in fresco. The cycle of frescoes depicts scenes from the Passion and Death of Jesus in a very evocative way.